Dear Santa, I've been a good nana all year. I've fed, cleaned and cuddled my grandchildren on demand, visited the doctors and the dentist's office and sold 62 cases of chocolate bars to raise money to plant a shade tree on the school playground. I was hoping you could spread my list out over several Christmases, since I had to write this letter with my granddaughter's red crayon on the back of a receipt in the laundry room between cycles. And who knows when I'll find any more free time in the next 18 years. Here are my Christmas wishes. I'd like a pair of legs that don't ache, in any colour except purple, which I already have, and arms that don't hurt or flap in the breeze, but are still strong enough to pull a screaming child out of the lolly aisle. I'd also like my own natural hair colour. Well, actually some hair, as I seem to have lost mine somewhere between the family court fighting for my grandchildren's safety or pulling it out with frustration at birth parents who do not take responsibility for their actions. If you're hauling big-ticket items this year, I'd like fingerprint-resistant windows and a radio that only plays adult music, a television that doesn't broadcast any programs containing talking animals, and a refrigerator with a secret compartment behind the crisper where I can hide to talk on the phone. On the practical side, I could use a talking doll that says, "Yes, Nana," to boost my parental confidence. Two kids who don't fight. Oh, and a pair of jeans that zip all the way up without the use of a power tool. I could also use a recording of Tibetan monks chanting, "Don't eat in the living room," or "Take your hands off your sister, brother," because my voice seems to be just out of my grandchildren's hearing range and can only be heard by the dog. If it's too late to find any of these products, I'll settle for enough time to brush my teeth and comb my hair on the same morning. Or eating food warmer than room temperature. And would it be too much trouble to declare tomato sauce a vegetable? It would clear my conscience immensely. It would be helpful if you could coerce my grandchildren to help around the house without demanding payment, as if they were the bosses of an organised crime family. Well, Santa, the dryer is beeping, and my grandchildren saw my feet under the laundry room door. I think they want their crayon back. Have a safe trip, and remember to leave your wet boots by the door and come in and dry off so you won't catch cold. Help yourself to the cookies on the table, but don't eat too many. Or leave crumbs on the carpet. Yours always, Nana. Oh, one more thing. You can cancel all my requests if you can keep my grandchildren happy, healthy, and always believing.